This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know, it's not always fair, the load that is put on consumers in this economy, but somebody's got to do all the spending, and that, gang, is us. Retail sales figures came out this morning, which is to say us buying stuff at physical stores and online, bars and restaurants as well. Down 1.3% April to May, with especially big drops for some big-ticket items. Now, you'd think, with where we are in reopening, a backslide in retail would be a warning sign of trouble to come, maybe. Or maybe not, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
So I'm just back from a week of vacation, first time I've flown anywhere, Portland to Tampa to New York, and first time I've seen my aging parents since the pandemic hit. For my trip, I got a haircut, airline tickets, and a rental car, all spending that isn't counted in today's retail sales report, says Ted Rossman at creditcards.com.
This report mostly measures good sales,
like cars, computers, appliances, which consumers spent a lot on when government relief checks arrived earlier this year. But Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says as the economy reopens,
consumers are shifting from buying stuff to buying things like going to restaurants, ball games. I went to my first movie, in about a year and a half.
In fact, clothing sales surged in May, which Ted Rossman says is also a sign of this move to doing stuff.
People are sprucing up their wardrobes, they're going back to the office, getting invited to events again, including weddings and graduations and family reunions and things where they want to look nice.
The return to spending on a wide variety of consumer services is coming in fits and starts. Chris Jackson at polling firm Ipsos says people are increasingly confident as vaccination spreads, but
it's important to remember that most people aren't light switches where they just switch on and off. And they do still have very sort of real concerns. So they're taking baby steps back into the world.
It's likely to be some time before all this consumer behavior shifting is done, and we can trust a single monthly retail sales report to tell us what the economy's really doing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.